What would you call? Oh, a little neighborhood store. I've seen some around here. I can't remember where, but like they'll be on a corner, you know, and they're usually run by families.
Oh.
They cater to kids who come by after school and that kind of thing.
That's a little grocery store then. This is a little grocery store.
Okay. And then what about the kind that, well, they're kind of modern and they're usually all glass across the front and they're open real early and open real late. Or sometimes they're open 24 hours.
Oh, stop and go?
Yeah. Do you have another, do you know another name for one of those?
Another name for, like 8-day-in. 8-day-in, they open 24 hours a day, mostly.
Okay.
I say, graveyard shift, the graveyard stores, because they stay open almost all night.
Okay. What would you call them? A store where you might get some kind of expensive, special kind of foods, like specially cooked meats and bunches of different kinds of cheese and pickles, maybe a certain kind, and expensive kinds of salads and stuff like that.
What would I what?
What would you call a place like that?
What would I call a place like that? A store.
Okay. What are some things that people have in the kitchen to heat food if they don't want to bother with the stove or the regular oven?
They call it, what do they, a heater? Bunsen burner.
Okay, Bunsen burner, what else?
Bunsen burner, the oven. When they don't want to turn the stove on, right? They get, I guess they just keep it in the oven.
Okay,
And then turn it to.
Anything else electric, you know, that might be smaller than ovens?
I guess the Bunsen burner, that's all I can
think. Okay. What do you call a coin-operated self-service place where you go and do your clothes?
Wash interior.
Okay. Do you know another name?
Laundry.
Okay. What do you call a thing that you have at home? Has a lid, you know, and you throw your dirty clothes in there.
Clothes rack.
Okay.
A damper?
What?
What you think?
It's, you know, just a thing where you pile your dirty clothes in it. It's usually made out of some kind of woven stuff, but it has a lid, you know. And
we call ours a damper.
Okay. If you're going to clean the rug, you usually use
a vacuum cleaner.
Okay. And attached to the vacuum cleaner, there's this thing that you have to change because it fills up with dirt and stuff.
The dirt catcher.
Okay. Have you ever heard of those machines that some people have at home that reduces the size of their trash or garbage?
Do I know the name of it?
Yeah.
Trash compactor.
Okay. What do you call those big round metal things that you have, you probably have out back, that you put your trash or garbage in?
Dump? You talking about the trash can or the trash can?
That you have at home?
Yes.
Okay. What about the kind that's bigger? It's a big square thing like
the. Oh, you're talking about the dump. Dump in the back. That's what we call it, the dump.
Okay, and that's
dump
a big
can.
Okay, it's the kind that the truck comes along and picks
yeah,
up?
Yeah, picks the whole thing up.
Yeah. That's neat to watch.
Yeah, they got easy. You know, some trash, you know, just sit in the truck and just let the truck do the work.
Yeah.
You don't have to get out and get your hands dirty at all.
Yeah, that'd be a good job. Do you know any other names for cigarettes?
Squares. And smoke. That's all I know.
Okay.